is Star Report with Sasha Star.
Sasha Star, what's happening with the beautiful people and the not so beautiful people?
I'm not going to say I told you so, but I knew it.
What did you know?
I knew as soon as it happened that the story of the Thai soccer team being rescued would be turned into a film.
You said that, actually.
You did say
it. I saw that this morning.
And now, not one, but two films are in the works.
Really?
Yes.
The one that we'll support and the one that we wouldn't go and see, even if our lives depended on it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, very interestingly. So the first one is by a production company called Pure Flix Entertainment, who, I must be honest, I haven't really heard of. But some of their films include... Oh, computer, don't do this to me. Don't embarrass me.
Okay, maybe it's not important.
God's Not Dead. Same Kind of Different as Me. Do You Believe? It's like very religious sounding movies.
Okay, never heard of them.
Okay, listen, let's talk about miracles, Sash.
Okay.
Okay.
So the other director or potential director... is someone we actually have heard of.
Harvey Weinstein?
No.
Kathy.
What? I've heard of him.
Oh, he's Steven Spielberg. Your mic off again.
No. Not that famous. But, you know, he's known. Did you ever see Now You See Me?
Yes.
Look.
Okay, so that was about magicians and basically pulling the wool over everyone's eyes.
There's a sequel coming out.
So the sequel, Now You See Me 2, that director, John M. Chu, he also made a film coming out now called Crazy Rich Asians, and he directed the Step Up movies. So he wants to...
Sounds like very mainstream.
Very mainstream, but what's interesting about him is that he is Asian. And he released a tweet saying, "I refuse to let Hollywood whitewash out the Thai cave rescue story. No way, not on our watch. That won't happen or we'll give them hell. There's a beautiful story about human beings saving other human beings. So anyone thinking about the story, better approach it right and respectfully."
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
We were talking 2 days ago about what a miracle it was.
Yes.
Do you want to know just how much of a miracle it was?
Tell us.
This is a headline. Thai cave rescue nearly ended in disaster when pumps failed shortly after the boys were evacuated, sending screaming divers scrambling up to the exit as water levels quickly went up.
Sure.
Oof. I'm sure they'll incorporate that into the film.
But does that not just say so much? There's no such thing as coincidence.
It is an incredible, incredible story.
Really. And so timeous also. I mean, just that moment.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think, as we have said the whole week, an incredible example of what humanity can be.
Can't we do it every day? Not rescue Thai boys, I'm saying just help each other, lift each other up.
Well, I'm interested to hear what you think about this next story.
Okay.
Because it involves a bit of satire. Sacha Baron Cohen, I told you that he has a series coming out called Who is America? Where he's gone back to his... satirical, in-character way of filming. So the Borat, the...
Ali G's,
yes.
Did you ever see the Ali G that he did with the Hunt? Hunt Mistress.
The Hunt Mistress?
I
don't even know
what Fox Hunt. You know the fox hunts that they do in the UK?
Okay.
With real foxes?
Yes. I haven't seen Ali G for a long, long time.
Well, go and look it up. It's all on YouTube. But he interviews this Hunt Mistress.
Yes.
And he wants to know why... she calls her dogs bitches.
What did she say? Oh,
she was horrible. Well, she gave him a very sincere answer because they're all female dogs. And he went, "But you're calling them the bitches."
That's quite a good impression.
It's
funny.
It's very good.
So now that the series, which was teased, is coming out on Sunday, we're getting a bit of insight into who is taking part, or rather, who was... quote-unquote duped into taking part. Dick Cheney, Bernie Sanders, and Sarah Palin, who is very, very angry.
About what? Is she just angry because she's a Dem?
Sarah Palin, the strong Republican.
You nearly said a virulent, didn't you?
No. Strong Republican.
Okay, so hold on a second. So why is she angry?
She apparently, in November 2017, an interview was set up with whom she assumed was a American Army veteran, disabled during some war, in a wheelchair, and this was, of course, Sacha Baron Cohen. In a Facebook post, she's now written, "Yup, we were duped. You got me, Sasha. Feel better now? I join a long list of American public personalities who have fallen victim to the evil, exploitive, sick humor of the British comedian, Sacha Baron Cohen."
Okay, but here's the thing. What did she say that was so bad? If you're caught out, it's because you were caught out doing something bad.
I don't know if it's a case of...
Like, okay, so they were duped. So what?
Exactly.
So what? Would they have changed their answers?
If they, probably.
If they were changing their answers, then they were being politicians and they deserve to be duped.
Well, we'll have to look out for the episode when it happens. I'm definitely going to be watching that.
Okay, good. One more story, Sash.
One more story. I'm actually pretty proud of Kylie Jenner.
Why?
Lover or hater, Kylie Jenner...
I've never watched the Kardashians, I couldn't tell you. Whether I love them or hate them.
Well, Kylie Jenner has now been recognized by Forbes magazine.
Is that like, oh, you must be Kylie Jenner? We're Forbes magazine. Hello, Kylie. Is that how they recognize her?
She is set to become the youngest ever self-made billionaire. She's 20 years old. She started her makeup line, Kylie, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. She gets paid for Instagram posts.
Oh, is she the one who did that whole thing with making her lip fillers, all big?
Yes.
And then people started injuring themselves with glasses, like sucking,
yes,
you know, sucking all the air out of their, yes, glasses to make their lips big.
She's actually removed the fillers right now.
Really?
Mm. Yes. So you can go and check out a picture of her. But she's currently worth $900 million at the age of 20. I mean, she's only legal to drink in the U.S., but she's en route to be a billionaire.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know what? We had Kevin Anderson saying, follow your dreams, believe in yourself. I think she's quite an example of a business mind and what you can
follow
achieve.
Your mother. Do what your mother just said.